Sports Radio 94 WIP. Ike Reese, Tom Kelly, Elliot Shore Parks with you.
Is that hype music for the start?
On a Tuesday after. Yeah, what are you doing,
Damn,
Fran? What's
Francisco.
That music for?
It's a legendary song.
Okay,
we know that.
Francisco's always got his reasons for playing his certain musical choices.
I forgot. It's like Spike said. It's like you're back there playing your own Spotify list or
something. Well, I got to look. The theme is I got to calm you guys down. You guys were getting a little too heated in the first segment. So, you know, I just playing a song to calm you guys down.
Oh, that was to mellow us out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you got to balance it out, you know.
It kind of worked.
Okay.
Ike's not ready to fight me anymore, so that's good. But so later on, I mean, this is a tease for 2.5 hours from now. But Francisco's got a top 5 of 5. These usually are dicey.
The pressure's on.
That'll be awesome.
But I'll tell you what, I have confidence in Francisco, man. I do.
Buzz did a good job yesterday, Fran.
Buzz did.
All right.
Just saying.
All right. Pressure's on.
How are you feeling, Fran?
I feel great about mine today. I feel great.
You feel great. Okay.
Well, Spike's not here. He's not that much heat on him today.
Well, that's good. So Francisco Rojas doing the top 5 of 5 a little later on. Time to introduce our Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers is the official sponsor of the 94 WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Challenge. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. Are we overrating the Eagles this year? Yes or no? I say yes. Ike, you say no. We are not overrating the Eagles.
Well, I mean, unless somebody has them like 15-2, 14-3, that's a little much.
But don't you think 10 wins would be a good outcome for this team?
Is that a real question?
No, I mean, yeah, being serious. When you think about the fact
you think if this team only wins 10 ended, games this year, you think this fan base is going to be happy with 10 wins?
No, I'm saying I know the fans won't be happy.
Well, then it's not a good outcome.
From an organizational standpoint, 10 wins, if you can get double digits coming off last year, if you can, you know, be in the playoffs, I do think with all the turnover they've had and how many questions, I mean, how many teams with a coach on the hot seat realistically normally wins 12 or 13 games?
Elliot, do you think Jeffrey Lurie is going to be satisfied if this team wins 10 games this year? You think he's going to classify that as a good year?
I think it depends how they get the 10 wins.
Well,
if the defense is a disaster, but the offense, like, I think there's a world where 10 wins, we sit here and go, you know what? Jalen looks legit. Nick had a good year.
The only way I could possibly seeing that this fan base would be okay with that, this team would have to average 30 points a game.
Yeah, they would have to have one of the
scoring,
best
and then the defense would have to give up 30 a damn game. So everybody clearly blames the defense for why the team isn't as good as it should be.
People will feel as good as the offense is, ultimately, because of Jalen. I just, again, when you look at how last season ended, it just, history says those teams do not have a good next year. Like, we can remove, because I agree with you, like they did underachieve last year. I don't think last year was a representation of who they are. At least I don't think so, right? And unless maybe Nick isn't a great head coach, Jalen isn't the answer, maybe they can't pick up the blitz. Like, those things could ruin the season. But ultimately, I agree that they underachieved. Now we have to see if they can actually go in and reach their potential.
Well, and that's exactly to my point. Why we're overrating this team. I don't think they're a bad team. I don't think that this is a bad football team. But I look at the Eagles, and I think they're more of a, I don't know, 10-win team than a 13-win team. And I think the consensus amongst most people is, oh, well, this team's floor is 12, as you said, Ike.
Yeah.
And I just don't believe it's there. I think they're a good football team. They're probably a playoff team. But is there a world where they win 9 games and miss the playoffs? I do think that world exists. 215-592-9494, if you want to get in. Are we overrating the Eagles? And also, greatest what-ifs is the Eagles escape near disaster, not signing Allen Robinson, who's been cut again, back out there. If you want to give that to us for our next question, you're welcome to. Let's go to the phones. Corey in Columbus. What's happening there, Corey?
What are we talking about? We don't know Jalen Hurts is a top 10 to 12 quarterback. TK, what? Mean? Is he? You question that?
Well, I think he probably is a top 10 to 12 quarterback, but we need to see it more than 1 year, Corey.
Hey, come on, this dude.
Man, we've seen it 2 years.
Look at Jalen Hurts' stats. So look, people put Lamar Jackson, like, they just automatically say he's top 5. Why? Because he got a Fugazi MVP. Because nobody else was good. Jalen Hurts' stats that they second place 2 years ago. Then Lamar Jackson stats last year. And let's talk about the Lions. Everybody just put them up there. Who on their defense? I want to know who they got.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Who these stars on
number
on
two pick? You there, Corey?
Oh, Corey's phone.
Oh, no. Corey. We lost Corey.
Put him on hold.
Oh, okay. I already dropped him. But Corey, call back if you want to.
So
quick trigger. I mean, you got get out. Bad phone. Get out of here.
I believe Jalen is a top 10 quarterback. I think you can definitively say he's top 12. But it is interesting how nationally people view this Eagles team and Jalen very different than we do locally. And I think locally we do know more about the team. We know the ins and outs. Mm-hmm. We see him practice. I get all that. But Jalen was 11th on a list of recent quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. The Eagles over-under for wins is 10.5. And ESPN had an article recently, and they ranked the Eagles coaching staff 16th in the league. So while I believe they are better than that, I think they're better than 16th. I think Jalen is probably better than 11th. I think he's probably 8, 9, 10, something like that. Is it not worrisome to you that nationally they seem to see a different team than we see?
No. And I'm actually happy they do. I'm actually happy they do. Love serving crow to the national media. Because they know this is a city, this is a sports town, that you start nitpicking at our teams, we're going to fight back and defend them. So that gives them a little engagement. They know that that's out there. So I think these guys are aware enough. When I say these guys, I mean players, Eagles players. They are aware enough of this stuff that they can use it as fuel for themselves. The one thing that I know is Jalen came into 2022 to prove to people that he was worthy of being a franchise quarterback. And I saw what he did that year. Mm-hmm. I've often said what I thought last year, one of the biggest problems was the mindset coming into the season. They weren't as hungry last year. They almost felt entitled and as if it was going to be easy for them last year. And they were distracted by other things as opposed to being that laser-like focus. Out to prove everybody wrong and rallying together. They were separated in so many different ways last year because everybody thought they were the reasons why they went to the Super Bowl the year before and they wanted to get paid and everything else. You know, this year, everybody had to eat a little humble pie coming off at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So they should all want to get that taste out of their mouth the way it was, pause, based on the way the season ended last year. And I think they're locked in and focused and ready to go. And that's why I think the league is on notice this year.
And I do think there is something to that. Like, there is something to having that motivation. And yeah. I mean, you could probably speak to it, you know, coming off. And I know you weren't here the year after the Super Bowl.
Right.
But it's the same kind of dynamic. And when you have something to prove, when you're looking to bounce back from a disappointing year, that's a big motivational factor. But when I look at this, I just don't think the roster is as good. I do think the coordinators were great hires, mm-hmm. but you're basically asking those guys to be miracle workers.
That's a little strong.
I think Fangio on defense, I mean, I don't like the talent on this defense.
I think they have talent on defense. I think they are closer to a top five unit than they are bottom five. The question is, can they be top 10 or will they be 18th, 19th?
Right.
I think the pass...
I'll take 10 to 15.
Yeah, I think the pass rush is a concern. Yeah. They just don't have anybody other than Jalen Carter that you can look at and go, I know what I'm going to get from him. Bryce Huff, pretty close. But Hugh Douglas made this point. I think it's an excellent one about the difference between why Bryce playing three snaps versus one snap really matters. It's not about his ability to play against the run. It's about that if he's out there against the run on first and second down, he's not rushing the passer as a fresh edge rusher like he was in New York. In New York, he was coming in on situational pass downs where they knew that the team was passing. He hadn't just been on the field playing the run for two plays. So I think that him proving he can just play that amount of snaps is going to be difficult. And that's where the concern for me comes in is, in all my years covering the team, like, and I probably learned this from watching Andy's teams growing up, like, you win football with your offense and defensive line. That matters the most first. When I look at opposing teams each week for the Eagles, I go, okay, what's the line matchup? It is great to have great receivers. It's awesome to have Saquon. The Giants had Saquon, and they didn't win anything with him because they didn't have a great offensive line. So with this team going into next year, while I agree peripherally, they are better. Like, the secondary is better. The linebackers are better. The receivers are probably better, honestly, now that they got Dotson. And I think the running back's better. The core of the team, like the middle of it, it's been a while since we've gone into season with this many question marks on, like, the fundamental backbone of the team, which is the line play.
Agreed. Let's go back to the phones. Corey's back. What's up, Corey?
Y'all got me?
Gotcha.
What up, Corey?
My bad. I'm going to get back where I left off. So the line, okay, they got the number two pick. Okay, that dude, where was he at in the second half of the Niners game? I couldn't see him, right? Let's get on the 49ers. Is Trent Williams going to show up? Like, okay, Cowboys pay CeeDee Lamb. Like, all these other teams got questions, and I know we are Eagles station, we focus on the Eagles, but it's like the Eagles team was good enough last year to go to the Super Bowl. It was just
an issue behind the scenes. Now, if you tell me Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts ain't going to like each other, A.J. Brown and Hurts going to fall apart, okay, all right, they might only win 10 games. I'll give you that. I'll concede to that. But if they going to do that this year and act childish like they did last year, everybody might as well give the money back.
I do think real quick, Corey, off the field, I think this team is in a much better place than they were
last year.
Like, way better. Exactly. Just from being around them, being in but like, that can only take you so far. You still have to have the skill on the field to be great.
The skill on the field is there.
But it's there on the periphery, on the sidelines.
Every single time, and I hate to do this because he's a Hall of Famer, he's a Mount Rushmore player, but how do we know that the blitz prediction wasn't picked up well last year because of Jason Kelce? I mean, I don't want to, like, Jason Kelce is a monarch in the city. He won a Super Bowl. But it's like, people can play bad. One thing about we do as a fan base is, like, when we love somebody, we, just like Bryce Harper, and I love Bryce, but when they play bad, we talk to them like they are a three-year-old child. But if somebody we don't like, we scold the hell out of them.
Corey, I got to stop you for a second, because when you look at the Eagles' issues picking up the blitz, the odds of that being predominantly because of Jason Kelce, I think, are pretty low. Like, I think the odds of Jason Kelce being the main problem are pretty low.
What I'm saying is, you have Jason Kelce, you have the offensive scheme that they got rid of last year with Brian Johnson, Nick Sirianni no longer calling the plays. It's a combination. Like, let's be real. And Jalen Hurts said it out of his own mouth. There was times last year where he would call out stuff, but he would defer to Kelce because Kelce was the elder statesman in the room. But we going to put the blame on Hurts because stuff didn't work. So you mean to tell me all the stuff that Hurts wanted to do didn't work, but the issue with that,
Corey, I agree with you, and I do think, and look, Jason Kelce said it himself at his retirement press conference. He felt he was on the decline, and he wanted to leave now before he declined more. So I do think there is truth to the fact that the offensive line was a big part of the issue with the blitz last year, especially, again, I've said this before, but me and Ike doing the players' lounge each week, like Mailata and Landon would talk about, you know, they brought blitzes we didn't recognize. We had trouble with communication, those type of things. Let me get my next question in, because I got hung up on yesterday. Yeah, no problem, but real quick. But like, Kelce being potentially bad at the blitz last year doesn't mean Juergens will be good at it. It doesn't mean Jalen will be good at it. And so they have to, in this season, prove that they can do it, because week one, week two, week three, they will be blitzed a ton. And in training camp, when the Eagles have blitzed them, it's not been good. Like, I think that the Eagles' offense has handled it okay, but they haven't been picking them apart left and right. So, yeah, maybe Kelce wasn't good at it, but that doesn't mean Juergens or Hurts will be.
What do you got for next question, Corey?
All right, my next question, because based off of what we're talking about today, what if Jalen Hurts would have got the ball last in the Super Bowl? This whole conversation would have been different. So just one drive would have changed everyone's thought process.
Yeah.
You mean if the flag's not called and he gets the ball back with like a minute and a half or whatever to go?
Right, because I was going to be that guy there and say, well, technically he did get the ball, but he didn't really. I mean, what, they had one play to go try to do it at the end there. But, that's a good what if. I wonder where this guy's going to come down on the conversation today. OG Wade. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What up, OG?
OG?
Listen, man, I'm sitting here listening to this rhetoric, right? And I like both of you, all three of you guys. Like, you know I love you.
Thank you, OG.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
And I honestly mean it. But what I want to do is just, I want to try to educate you. I don't want to do the jokes today. But if what Elliot said, that in 22, they was winning them games by double figures, right? You know what the difference was in 22 and 23? Is in 22, we played a last place schedule. We played no good quarterbacks. So that gave you your double digit wins. In 23, we played a first place schedule where we were playing good teams with good defenses and good quarterbacks. So you're not going to blow out good teams because if you are able to do it, then you would not be considered a good team.
So I think it's a good point, but here's the issue with that, is that the stat I'm referencing is 10-plus years of data of teams that win the way the Eagles did and how they fare the next year. So you're right. The schedule was hard last year, and I, at the time, didn't think it was a big deal that they weren't blowing these teams out because they were playing great teams. But the reality remained that the Eagles' profile of who they were last year – history tells us, just like it did last year with getting back to the Super Bowl, history tells us those teams don't go on to improve the following year. They traditionally take a step back, and the Eagles' schedule was not like historically hard last year.
Well, it was the toughest schedule in the league.
Yeah, but every year there's a tough schedule in the league, is my point.
Let me just say this here. What you did, Elliot, you just deflected. I'm not deflecting.
I'm telling you why I think you're wrong.
No, here, listen. I just want to show you something, what you did. Okay. You took in what I said to you, but then you disregarded it by saying history shows. Did you go back and look and see if the history showed that the teams that – you see what I'm saying? Like, played.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're using the schedule – you're using the schedule as a crutch to ignore the fact that
I'm using the schedule as a reality.
But it was not a historically hard schedule.
Teams go to the Super Bowl, Elliot, because they played bad teams to get there. Teams don't go to the Super Bowl because they played a first place schedule. It's hard to beat good teams consistently. That is the point. To OG's point,
how many teams are you play Dak twice? You played Patrick Mahomes, you played Josh Allen, you played Tua, you played the 49ers with Brock Purdy. Like, how many of these teams are you
–
you played the Rams with Matthew Stafford. How many of these teams are you going to blow out?
But the last two games of the year, three of the last four games of the year, you played Drew Lock, you played Arizona.
Everything was terrible.
Tyrod Taylor. We know that was terrible.
We know they were terrible by the end.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have been.
But they were.
The last two games of the season.
They were terrible.
The last two games of the season, right? The last two games of the season, you had no A.J. Brown, and you had Jalen Hurts with a broken finger. What the hell do you think you're going to win with that, with a last-place defense? Come on, man. Y'all guys act like you don't know this damn game.
Yeah, but, O.G.,
that made the playoffs with a 30th-ranked defense. Name your team that made the playoffs with a quarterback that had a broken finger, with a quarterback that played with a bad knee all year long and still won 11 games. OG, the issue
with your argument is you're assuming these things are not going to be the case this year. I think the defense will be better. We don't know. No, we're not all concerned about the pass rush. You're saying Jalen was hurt. He could be hurt this year.
I didn't ever even spoke on this year. So to say that I'm assuming it's not going to be this way this year, I haven't spoken on this year because it hasn't happened yet.
It's what you're implying.
Here's what I'm going to say, is that if, with that question of the day, what if we paid attention to what Trey Thomas came on and said before we played Dallas, that the league, all the players has been being our offensive line, the way they set their set, is tipping off our plays. Ever since that was said on WIP, before the Dallas game, we have looked bad offensive linely. Bad. And no one is talking about that because you don't want to criticize Jeff Stoutland. It's time that everybody gets their piece of the damn cake. Okay, and blame.
There you go, OG. How about OG coming to Jeff Stoutland being the problem? That's a take I haven't heard yet.
Yeah, we don't go with Jeff Stoutland.
Yeah, Stoutland.
No.
Stout goes above. He supersedes any sort of criticism.
I mean, the line would have to be bad for a long time for me to have to start criticizing Jeff Stoutland. I will start with the players before I start criticizing Jeff Stoutland.
Yeah, and I love OG.
He's turned more projects or gotten guys to overachieve than guys have underachieved under his coaching.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of Hall of Fame for the Eagles, he certainly belongs in that conversation as an assistant. Is there any assistant coaches in there?
Jim
got in there, right? Yep. Yeah. So, and he's a coordinator. I would think Stoutland has a good shot at getting in there.
I feel like you could put the entire staff in the Hall of Fame from when you played. Like, at least most of those guys.
You could. Well, most of them are going to be in somebody's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be in the Ravens Hall of Fame for sure. No, you're right. Yeah.
He'll definitely be there. But OG, and we love OG, very, kind of a...
Where's Jalen?
More pleasant phone call than I thought. Bad what if, though. Come on, we can come up with so many.
But here's the thing.
He doesn't really follow.
Right.
Yeah, he does his own thing.
But his what if is concerning because he's basically pointing out the offensive line didn't get enough heat for last year.
It's not concerning.
It is.
Not for me, it's not concerning.
I know it's not concerning for you. I get that. But it's concerning to me that the offensive line could be an issue this year. There has not been many years we've gone into a season with two of the five positions being a question mark. It just doesn't happen often with this team.
And that's one of the things that makes me feel uncomfortable with this particular Eagles team. Mm-hmm. Because Eagles teams always have weaknesses. But it's so rare that their weaknesses are kind of on both sides of the line.
Correct.
Like, usually, the Eagles are building the stall. You know, where they're, definitively, they're going to have
D-tackles, offensive line. Hold on, their pass rush. The D-tackles aren't a weakness.
Oh. I mean, they have one good D-tackle. Do we know Jordan Davis?
Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Milton Williams, that's a good trio of D tackles. There's not many teams that have much better than that. I think we get caught in believing we need to have an all-pro at every position.
But you need to have an edge rusher you feel good about.
That's why I said the interior part, I'm not concerned with. Pass rushers, that's been my number one concern. I didn't want Hassan Reddick gone. So I've been complaining about pass rushers all offseason.
And that's what I'm saying, man. Like, the Eagles always have guys who can get to the quarterback. That's usually the hallmark of the defense. And yeah. I look at what they did this offseason, and hey, it could end up being a great offseason. If Saquon's unbelievable, C.J. Gardner-Johnson makes an impact, it could work out very well. Mm-hmm. But it worries me watching what they did and feeling like they departed from philosophies that I think are traditionally the right way to go.
So you guys talk about 10-7. I'm going to give you guys time, and we can come back to it at any point you want to. I just need to see the seven losses you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
10-7. Where are the seven losses at?
There could be seven losses in there.
Sure, because it's 17 games. There could be, TK. I'm asking you to give me seven losses.
I'll check out the schedule.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, do that in your free time.
I will. I'll do it in my free time.
Yeah. You throw out these numbers. Like, you throw out 10-7, like, man, losing seven games. Okay, well, give me the seven losses.
You don't think there's any chance? No chance.
Yes, if somebody gets injured, if Jalen goes down, sure, there's always the injury factor. But if you're telling me, all things being equal, you can say that about any team. Patrick Mahomes go down. Hold on. They got the Broncos.
So I was going to say,
I chose the wrong team. I chose the wrong team. I chose the wrong team.
Dak.
Yeah, go to Dallas. Yeah, if Dak goes down, what
Dallas going to do? Five interception, Trey Lance at
backup. Exactly. We're okay.
Yeah, I got
it. Scott Francis told us to split. Yeah,
he needs an engineer tonight. So he's making sure that you don't knock me out before the game starts.
He's okay,
so
Scotty.
I can still do my job later on.
Yes, he's okay.
There you go.
He's okay.
Thanks for checking up on me, Scott. I appreciate it, man. 215-592-9494.
First segment must have been more intense than I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't even
By the way, 1 hour until final cuts.
One hour until final cuts. And when we get back, we will check in with Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot, way to celebrate. Way to celebrate young man's life.
No, I'm not celebrating it. Awesome. I'm just letting you know.
Guys sitting at home with their sphincters tight right now, man. Trying not to answer the phone.
Yeah, well, we'll get an update.
James Bradbury's driving around where there's no cell service.
Yes, where there's no cell service.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to get more in depth with you, Ike, on what a day is like for a player in this kind of situation. I guess you were never in this situation per se.
Nah. Early in my career, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I totally agree with that.
We'll get your report on that, and also Elliot will update us on all the roster stuff. What have the Eagles done so far, and what are we looking for in the next hour here as we lead up to 4 o'clock? 215-592-9494. Ike Reese, Tom Kelly, Elliot Shore Parks, Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.